last week in Knoxville, Tennessee. You had a wonderful time here. A wonderful time was had by all. I think that's great. The topic of forgiveness, and spend a few weeks on that. And it's not because terrible. No, if you have, then please do. However, I don't know of it, and you're safe. You're always safe here anyway. But I want to unpack that with us for a little while, because it's at the foundation of what it is to follow Jesus. And there's quite a bit to it that keeps up throughout our lives. It's not just some of you may have read Karl Barth. Maybe you did, Bobby, at Union. Maybe not. I mean, he was Presbyterian and all that. But nonetheless, Karl Barth was a theologian whose height was in the mid of the 20th century. His books are still very influential. They're read by people. If you go to seminary and other people read them, there are academic societies of people with doctorates in theology who are in the Karl Barth Society of one kind or another, and they meet every year and all that. He's very influential, very astute, very prolific theologian. And somebody asked him one day, what do you think is the most significant and profound theological truth that there is? And he didn't hesitate. He said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's it. It all comes from that. Even if you write hundreds of theology books, it all comes from that. And one of the main things that comes from that is our forgiveness. And in fact, everything about forgiveness comes from that. And what I want to do this morning is leave these excellent readings to you to consider on your own. During the week, the feeding of the 5,000, the walking on the water, the miraculous Old Testament that we read, the Psalm 103, any of it, all of it. See if you can just sit with it for a while this week, and it'll be an extra bonus for you. What I want to do is go into forgiveness today, and particularly the saying of Jesus, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It all stems back to Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Wait a minute. I have to interrupt this because people are coming late to church. Here we go. All right. Now then, the key to exercising, experiencing, walking in, and practicing forgiveness is that you love yourself. Now that sounds weird, but there's an awful lot in the Christian faith that sounds weird. And one of the things about it is it goes back to what Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. The implication is, the depth at which you love yourself is the depth at which you'll be able to love your neighbor. And the first place to start is loving yourself. The ability to do that is extremely important. And a huge part of loving yourself is forgiving yourself. That you regret or are ashamed of or wished you hadn't done, or something you didn't do, you wished you had done, whatever that may be, forgiving yourself of that is a key to moving on with Jesus, growing in the Christian life, and being able to forgive and love other people. You may recall a couple of weeks ago when Bill and MJ were here and we sent them off to Athens, Georgia, MJ said one of the things she learned here, because my wife told her to do it, was this: forgive yourself. There was something, MJ didn't go into detail, but he said, yeah, there's something I did when I was a teacher and training other teachers, and I was able to key part to what we do as Christians. It's at the core of your relationship with God. So what I want to do this morning is share a little bit with you about how this works for me and my relationship with God, my thinking about it, my understanding of forgiveness. But what is the most important thing this morning is how this works between you and God. How you come to understand forgiveness. It's your relationship with God that you would flow into this morning more deeply. I want to encourage you to, even as you're listening and worshiping, that you're connecting with God the whole entire time. That's essential. That's where you get the power to forgive. That's where you get the capacity to forgive yourself. Now, I could explain it in all different kinds of ways. I was very tempted to bring a chart out this morning, but I'm not going to do that. And I could give you all kinds of explanations. But until you actually specifically and openly connect with God on your own for your forgiveness and your capacity to forgive yourself, what it is some ideas with which you may or may not agree. But it's that connection with God is where it lives. And that's where you want to be. So let me, having said all that, let me give you some definitions, which I hope will help you connect with God some more. Forgiveness is releasing the demand that the past would have been different. It's releasing the demand that the past would have been different. If you are holding on to something now, if somebody offended you, or you done and now you regret it, and that's always with you, and it's rolling around in one way or another, keeps coming back, that's because inside your soul somewhere is the demand. The Holy Spirit. For that, we need to connect with God for that to happen. Reconciliation is getting the relationship back to the way it was. Now, often that's what we think forgiveness is. We think forgiveness is getting that relationship just back the way it was and going the way that it was. But that's not the case. What I'd really like to point out for you this morning is that once you have forgiven, release the demand that never happened, you may not get the relationship back to the way it was before. But you still have forgiven. If you let go of that demand, you want that person or group or whatever it is to go along with what God has for them, you're not able to get back to work with them or be with them the way it was before, that does not negate forgiveness. The forgiveness is still full and in effect, and you have done it. It's that it worked before. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can move ahead. You can see examples of that in many places. One of them, you may recall, is Paul and Silas in the book of Acts. Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts. Off they go on the first great missionary journey. Holy Spirit sends them out from Antioch, and they take John Mark with them, and Paul thinks John Mark needs to go home. Barnabas says, no, he has to stay with us. And they argued so intently that they stopped traveling together. They never did travel together again. But there was forgiveness. As later, we see where Paul and John Mark were doing things together. They just let that go. Paul let that go. Barnabas let that go. Let that demand go. And that's what we can do. in the power of the Holy Spirit. See, everyone has a story of how letting go of the demand of the past has worked with someone in their lives. And everyone has a story of how letting go of the demand of the past has not worked in their lives. I mean, you and I this morning can point to things where, yes, that happened to me, it was very offensive, but I let it go. And you did. And then there's probably other things in your life that you may be even thinking of right at this moment that you can't let go. You just have never let go of that. And that will take the power of the Spirit of God to release that. It is not something that we can really do on our own. So, how do we apply this to ourselves? In other words, how when there's something you've said or done or not done which you cannot let go, that means you have a demand on yourself that such a thing would have never happened. And what Jesus is asking is that you forgive yourself just as He has forgiven you, that you love yourself as He loves you, that you apply to yourself, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now you might be in a spot right now this morning in which you're telling yourself you will never go back to that kind of situation again where you said or did whatever it was you said or did. I will never serve like that before again. I won't get into that kind of activity or group again. It went so bad then that I'm just not going to do it. Or deeper than that perhaps is I don't trust myself in that kind of a situation. I can't let go of what happened. I need to avoid it at all costs. And all of that takes the power of the Holy Spirit to actually do it. It will take the power of the Spirit to pour forgiveness into your own soul, to let go of the way that you beat yourself up over what you did or didn't do. It'll take the power It'll mean stop everlasting arms of the Son of God to forgive yourself. Now, once you do that, you might be thinking, okay, I need to make it right, and maybe you can go make amends for anything you said or did. That will also take the power of the Holy Spirit working in you. But the first thing you do is forgive yourself. Because we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If some way, somehow, you did something that was offensive or hurtful to somebody, you need to get to the point of loving yourself so that you can in turn love that person to make the amends that need to be made, if that's a possibility. It is so tempting to be thinking, you know, I've got to straighten this out myself. I've got to go to that person and straighten it out. I've got to make sure that it's all correct. And skip. That means is we've skipped the power source to love the other person. And all that comes from Jesus. Now, I want to point out one other aspect of this. Because a number of you have said from time to time, and hear what God is saying to me. And that the past be different and just can't forgive yourself, it creates a lot of spiritual noise. It's like a ringing in your spiritual ears that won't stop and might even increase. Once you and love yourself, that spiritual noise dissipates and your ability to hear the voice of the Lord increases because of that. That in itself is worth the effort to connect with God and get the capacity to forgive yourself. It's one of the reasons why forgiveness and door for a lifetime of following Jesus in a way that maybe you weren't able to do before. It doesn't boil down to memorizing the Bible or living up to certain practices or anything that you might think. It boils down to the ability to love yourself the way that Jesus loves you and forgive yourself the way that Jesus forgives you. And then the doors open and you can move into all these other things with greater power. So how do you actually do it? How do you actually forgive yourself? Well, at this point, this morning, you already might be thinking of things for which you need to forgive yourself. So, yes, I did this or I didn't do that. I've always felt bad about this thing that happened in my life, and I was at fault for it. Yeah, whatever it might be. If somebody misused or abused you, I don't want you to think that was your fault. It says, is there something you did or left out that you need to forgive yourself for? The first thing to do when that comes to mind is recognize that God has forgiven you of that very thing you said, did, or left out. It's to recognize it. And once you recognize it, to not talk yourself out of it. Yeah, God forgives those other people, but that thing that I did, no. I don't know what that is, but it's not following Jesus, I can tell you that. Because Jesus says, you are forgiven. And then you receive that forgiveness once again. You let it flood in. You let it start washing you clean. And then you thank God for that forgiveness. It's a way of resting in it some more. It's a way of letting God fill you even more. As just stopping and saying, thank you, God, for that forgiveness. And then at that point, you can release the demand that what you did in the past would have been different. You can just let it go. You can picture yourself as this. You've been carrying it around like And then you want to release that demand, you let it go. Just let it go. And then you receive the power of the Spirit to walk in what God has you to walk in. And you can do that as often as you need to do it. Because sometimes these things kind of drift back into your mind. Maybe you've seen that. The demand can keep ringing after you let it go. When we were in Pennsylvania some years back, we started in an old church building. It was from the 1840s. And there's old building had a small belfry at the top with a bell in there, very nice bell, and ringing down into the vestibule of the church. And when it was time for worship, you pull the rope and ring the bell. And keep pulling it, ring the bell. And then, once you let it go, the bell kept ringing for a little while until it stopped. When you let go of the demand of the past, it might ring for a little while. But because of the power of the Spirit of God, it will stop. And you will grow. And you will move forward. So I want to encourage you this morning to receive the forgiveness of God and then turn that on yourself. Thank God for it. Release the demand, and then ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in it the rest of your life. Now let's take a moment to listen to the Spirit of God about that. And if something has come and we'll walk out of here this morning a very different group of people. Okay, please go ahead on your own. Christ, strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let's think.